Next point, we should feel that Allah is always with us. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Fir'aun. So Musa alayhi salam was little bit afraid. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, La takhafa. It is siga of tasniya for both people. That Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, you both should not be afraid. La takhafa. Innani ma'akuma. I am with both of you. Asma'u wa ara. I listen and I will see what he will do with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he looks everything and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens everything. And he is with us. So if he is with us, he looks everything, he listens everything, then whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens it. So we people should always feel that we are under the observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happens? We refrain from sins because this person was looking. That person was watching. So we refrain from sins due to the people that they are watching. But we do not refrain from sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So Ibn Rawah rahmatullah alayh, he said that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put in my heart, he made ilham to me, that O my servant, O my humble servant, tell the people, whenever they want to commit sin, they close all the doors where from the creation can see, people can see. But they do not close the door where from I can see. Do they feel that I am the least one from all those who are looking towards you? Allahu Akbar. It means that we do not give importance to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we feel, close the doors, no one should see. Can we close the door that Allah cannot see? We cannot. Then why we commit sin? Now this is a very important point because I would like to conclude on this point. Our ancestors, they had a very firm iman. And they always used to think that whatever we are doing, Allah is watching us. So they never committed sins. They used to refrain from sins. But today, we do not have this strong feeling in our heart. So that's why we ignore our Lord. We do whatever we want and we don't feel that someone is listening and someone is watching. That is the basic reason of our committing sin. One father was going with his small child of 8-9 years. And in the way, he found a garden of grapes. Now the grapes, they were quite mature and at full bloom. So he thought that let me take few bunches of grapes. But at the same time, he was afraid that the owner of the garden will be around. So if he will see me, so he will punish me. So he said, okay. He told his son, stand here on the way. And if someone comes, just tell me. I am going inside the garden to take some grapes. So when he went inside, then before he picked up some grapes, the son, he started shouting, Ya Abi, Ya Abi, Ahadun Yarana. Oh Dad, oh Dad, someone is looking us, someone is looking us. So he became scared. And he came. When he came, then he said, Who is looking at us? He said, no one from the human being is looking at us. It is the creator of the human being who is looking at us. So look at the iman of this child. That he knew that Allah is looking at us. Sheikh Shahabuddin Sorbati rahmatullah alayh, he was a big sheikh, so a person came to him and he delegated him khilafat within few days. So the other people who were living there, they objected that, Hazrat, we have been living here since years and he is a newcomer and within few months you have delegated him khilafat. So then Hazrat said, okay, I will answer you. So one day there were guests and they had to slaughter the chicken to make the food for them. So then Hazrat arranged few chickens and knives. And those people who complained, he called all of them, gave them a chicken, live chicken, and then said that, okay, go and slaughter it, but at a place where no one can see. Then second one, then third one, to all of them. And gave this person also. So all of them, they went, and someone, he slaughtered the chicken under the shade of the tree, or under the, behind the wall, or behind some rock. So all of them, they slaughtered the bird. But when that person who was delegated Khilafat, he came back with the live chicken, and he was crying. Hazrat asked him, why you are crying? He said, Hazrat, you made a condition that go and slaughter at a place where no one can see. Where I went, Allah was seeing me everywhere, so I could not slaughter it. So then Hazrat told them, look at this, that he has firm iman in his heart, that is why I have delegated him Khilafat. A person, he made true tawbah and became very pious person. So someone asked him, how you made true tawbah because you are a big sinner? So he replied that I was basically a lover of a beautiful girl. So one day I got a chance and I told her that I love you, so I want to spend time with you. So she replied that I love you more than you, but I am afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I cannot commit a sin. So I thought that she is a girl, a weak person. If she is so much afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I am not afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I made a tawbah and I changed my whole life. So our ancestor had a very strong feeling that they are always being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like these days, people have a feeling we have been being watched by CCTV. So if we have a feeling that someone is looking us through a camera, can we have a feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking us without camera? All the time, wherever we go and wherever, whatever we do. So that's why they refrained from sin. So there is a story that one person wanted to commit adultery. So he asked the woman, okay, go and close the door. So when she closed the door, she was not happy, but she was forced to do that. So she came and he said, okay, have you closed on all the doors? She replied, yes, I have closed on all the doors where from the creation can see, but I cannot close that door where from the Creator can see. So this had lot of effect on the person and he made true tawbah and he did not commit the sin. A person, he found some woman in a very open place. Then he tried to invite her for sin. So he said, oh, there is no one except the stars. So the woman, she replied that, you say there is no one except the stars, so where is the creator of the star? It means that they had such a firm feeling that Allah is looking at us in the day and looking at the night. In the darkness, in a very dark night, one man, he just put his hand on the body of the woman. Because it was so darkness that no one could see that what's happening. So when he put his hand, she shouted and she said that be afraid from the Creator who can see in the light, same he can see in the darkness. It means that there was a very strong feeling in their hearts that we are all the time being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is darkness. No one can see what's happening. As he touched the body, so she replied, oh, be afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can see in the darkness as he can see in the light. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now please be attentive because I want to say just few words. This is the summary of the whole sittings. That we should make our iman firm that we are always being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should leave all the sins. We should refrain from the sins. We should make true tawbah from all the sins. We just refrain from sin because we have a fear of insult. If people will know, they will insult us. If someone will know, then he will feel bad about us. So we refrain from sin and we try that people should not know. If we have the fear of the people, why we do not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's why if we are in loneliness, we easily go on the internet. We easily see those things which are not allowed. We easily speak with the ghair mahram on phone. It means that our iman is not strong. We are just feeling shy from the people and we are not feeling shy from the Creator of the people. So there is one word, istighfaf. Istighfaf means to take someone very light. No problem. So if we commit sin in loneliness, it means we are making istighfaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are proving no problem. So we are giving more value to the creation and we are not giving the value to our the Creator. So this is a biggest sin. This is the biggest sin. So we should refrain from sin even in the people or even in loneliness, in whatever condition we have. Now look at this. These kuffar, they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if they make good amal, so on the day of judgment, there will be no value for their amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has narrated, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجْعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا. They will come with lot of good amal, but Allah will just make their amal into dust. No value. Mountains of amal, but they will be changed into dust. Why? You made istighfaf of me, so I am making istighfaf of your amal. You came with mountains of amal, I am changing it into the dust, have no value at all. So this istighfar is a big sin. So I would like to recite a hadith which is very scary. Okay, I would like to recite a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's really very scary. In my own life, I have cried dozens of times at tahajjud whenever I remember this hadith. It's so scary, so scary. Allahu Akbar. It's so scary. The hadith is from Ibn Majah. An Sawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sawban radiallahu anhu is the narrator. An Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrated it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qal that Rasulullah sallam, he said, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ I know it clearly. I know it with yakin. لَأَعْلَمَنَّ I know it clearly that groups of my ummah will come on the day of judgment bi hasanatin and their good amal will be amsal jibal tihamat bizan like the mountains of tihama white amal their amal will be like those mountains so they will come on the day of judgment with amal which will be like mountains of tihama فَيَجْعَلُهَ اللَّهُ حَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا and Allah will make all of their amal into dust so they will come with good amal and these amal will be like the mountains of tihama They will not be kafir min ummati. They will be from my ummah. And Allah will change their amal into dust. Qala Sawban. Sawban Lano, he asked, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah, Sifhum lana, can you explain to me who will be those people? Jallihim lana, Allah nakuna minhum wa nahnu la na'lam. Just explain to us who will be those people so that we will not be included in those people. So please explain to me who will be those people. All Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ama innahum ikhwanukum. They will be your brothers. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that who will be those people? Their amal will be transformed into dust. Said, Ikhwanukum, they will be your brothers. Wa min jildatikum. And they will be the same human beings as you are. Same like you. Wa ya'khuduna min al-layl. Kama ta'khudun and they will be praying tahajjud like you pray tahajjud walakinnahum akbahamun but they will be the people idha khalaw bimaharimillah when they will get the chance to commit a sin in lowliness in tahakuha they will commit it They will not feel shy from me. Whenever they will get a chance in loneliness to commit a sin, they will sin it. No problem. So those people who will be making tahajjud, who will be from you, your brothers, like you, and they will come on the day of judgment with so many good amal, just like mountains. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change these mountains of amal into dust. Why? Because they made istighfaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing, making istighfaf of their amal, changing the mountains of amal into the dust. Allahu Akbar. Just look in our hearts. Do we commit sin? When we feel no one is looking at us, no one is around us. If we do that, it means we are included in those people who have been mentioned in hadith. It's really scary, really scary. This dhikr, this tasbihat, these prayers, and all of these recitations of Quran, they will become dust on the day of judgment if we not refrain from sin in our khalwat, in our loneliness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to refrain from sins in any case where we are. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil
alamin. اللہ ہمارے یہ بھائی اتنا دور سے چل کے یہاں آئے ہیں میرے مولا کسی کو کیا فائدہ آنے والوں کی طلب کو قبول کرے, ان کو بھی اپنے مقبول بندوں میں شامل فرمائے, اور ان کی برکت سے ہمیں بھی اپنے مقبول بندوں میں شامل فرمائے. اے کریم ہمیں اپنی معیت کی حضوری نصیب فرما, اے اللہ ہمیں مقام احسان والی کیفیت عطا فرما, اے اللہ معصیت کی ذلت سے محفوظ فرما, ہمیں طاعت کی عزت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان مجالس میں جنہوں نے خدمت میں حصہ لیا, کام کیا, اللہ ان کو اس خدمت کے بدلے اپنا قرب عطا فرما. میرے مالک ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما, اور اللہ قیامت کے دن ہمیں اپنے مشائخ کے سامنے سے شروع فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, سبحانا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.